Hello, everyone. It's day four in our 2 months reading plan, the Gospel of Mark. Today, we're going to read Mark 1, and it's a bit of a long one. It's awesome. It's all about the beginning of Jesus' power ministry over evil spirits and over sickness. Are you ready? We're going to read here from Mark 1, 21. And they came to Capernaum. That's Jesus' hometown as an adult. And when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority and not like the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. And the people were so amazed, and they said to each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him quickly spread all over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon Peter, and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up, and the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. And he also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Wow, so much here to journal on. What would God say to me? Well, I just think the whole thing is that God brings me healing and freedom. God brings healing and freedom. Wow, what else would this say? He might say something else to you, but the question is, does God have the power? Yes. Does God want to heal you? Yes. So my prayer is that God would heal me and set me free from anything today. You ready? Lord, I pray you would bring healing to my body. You know the areas, and for the people here. I pray for freedom, Lord, freedom from past thoughts and condemnation, and freedom from whatever it is that I would think thoughts about Jesus, the good news about Jesus today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, what's my journal note I'm going to put down in my Evernote note? I'm just going to say, Jesus sets me free today. He sets me free today. And I can keep thinking about that. And if it's a healing need, he sets me free today. There we go. 3 minutes. We are finished. Have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.